I have to be honest. As a pastor and a preacher, I'm not supposed to have passages of the Bible that I don't like. But I have to admit that I am a human being, and there are parts of the Bible that even I struggle with. This is one of those passages. Especially as I think today at my daughter being 8 weeks old, how is Jesus calling me to hate my 8-week-old daughter? How is Jesus calling me to hate my beautiful wife and the mother of my beautiful daughter? If Jesus is calling me to do this, then I give up. Because many of you have heard through my other sermons or maybe through conversations with me that I strongly hold that I believe in the God of love. And I believe that that love is exemplified throughout the Bible, through the stories, through the lives, through the people that Jesus and God have impacted. There is a grace that knows no bounds. And yet, here is Jesus asking me not to love, but to hate. And to that, I say I give up. So I'll tell you a story. A story of a normal man, a human being, who lived a relatively good life. He had a well-educated parent. He went to college and graduate school. Some would say that he had some wonderful things given to him. And yet he saw something missing. He knew by being in churches, in listening to his father preach, in listening to the communities that he engaged, he heard something. Something that wasn't right. So he chose to dedicate his life to righting that wrong. He chose to walk with the people who had nothing left. He chose to be in solidarity with those people who life had struck down. And he lost his life for it. But not only that, he was also a family man. He was married and had children, and he would get daily death threats sent to him and to his family because of what he chose to do. This man was Martin Luther King Jr. When I hear his story, when I think about the wonderful things that he has done, And then remember that he was only a year older than me when he was tragically shot down. It makes me scared for my own life. And then I think about those times in which his wife would get horrible phone calls, visceral, hateful things yelled at her over the phone, rocks thrown through windows, a mother probably scared for the well-being of her children and her husband. And I think, how can Martin Luther King continue to do what he did with those threats against his family? Because he was called to be a disciple of God. He saw the new kingdom, a community in which God equated everyone as equal in the eyes and love of the Creator. And in doing so, he called down upon himself and his family powers that wanted to resist that change. Martin Luther King probably looked at this passage and wept. And knew that what Jesus was calling him to would not be an easy path. It wouldn't be all smiles and hugs. He would be hit. He would be sent to jail. It should get through here relatively quickly, probably within another hour after that. But he knew that to do what was right in the world was to stand up, was to speak out, was to be with those who did not have the power or ability to do those things and resist. Some of you may remember Martin Luther King walking this globe. He died 10 years before I was born, and so I only know him through documentaries, through his published works, through the recordings, and through movies. And yet, we are lucky to have had somebody like him choose to walk the road he did. And so the question becomes to us as modern people, are we willing to acknowledge the injustices that still exist in our world that God is calling us to resist?
Now is the time in the fall to apply a what we call a pre-emergent.
The things that God is calling us to give up in order to fight for God's kingdom. Martin Luther King was called to give up his comfort, to give up his safety, to do what is right.
And you can buy, I see it on Amazon.
Maybe we are called this season to see the things in our lives that are inhibiting us from seeing God's kingdom. The things that we are holding on to, the possessions that are stopping us from doing what is right. So friends, I call you and I call myself to give up those things that are stopping us from welcoming all into the kingdom of God. Amen.